The Odyssey, Disc 2.
Book 3. At Pylos. And now the sun, leaving the beauteous bay, rose in the brazen sky, to shine for the immortals and for mortal men upon the fruitful fields. And the two drew near to Pylos, the stately citadel of Neleus. The townsfolk here were offering sacrifice upon the shore, slaying black bulls to the dark-haired earthshaker. 9 groups were there, 500 men in each, and 9 bulls were presented for each group. The inward parts were tasted, and the thighs were burning to the god. When the two ran swiftly in, hauled up and furled their trim ship's sail, brought her to anchor, and came forth themselves. So from the ship came forth Telemachus, but Athena led the way, and thus began the goddess, clear-eyed Athena. Telemachus, no shyness now, for to accomplish this you cross the sea, to make inquiry for your father, and to learn where he lies buried and what fate he met. Go then, straight forward to the horseman Nestor, and let us know what is the wisdom hidden in his breast. Beg him yourself to tell the very truth. Falsehood he will not speak, for just and wise is he. Then answered her discreet Telemachus, Mentor, how can I go? How importune him? In subtleties of speech I am not practiced. Shyness befits a youth when questioning his elders. Then said to him the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, Telemachus, some promptings you will find in your own breast, and heaven will send still more. For certainly, not unbefriended of the gods have you been born and bred. Saying this, Pallas Athena led the way in haste, he following in the footsteps of the goddess. So they approached the gathering of the men of Pylos, and the group where Nestor sat among his sons. Round him, his people, making the banquet ready, were roasting meats and putting pieces on the spits. But as they saw the strangers, all the men crowded near, gave hands in welcome, and asked them to sit down. And Nestor's son, Pisistratus, approaching first, took each one by the hand and placed them at the feast on some soft fleeces laid upon the sands, beside his brother Thrasymedes and his father. He gave them portions of the inward parts, poured out some wine into a golden cup, and offering welcome, said to Pallas Athena, daughter of aegis-bearing Zeus, Here, stranger, make a prayer to Lord Poseidon. It is his feast you find at this your coming. Then, after you've poured and prayed as is befitting, give this man, too, the cup of honeyed wine for him to pour, for I suppose he also prays to the immortals. All men have need of gods, but he's the younger, young as I myself, so I will give you first the golden chalice.